Welcome to the First Church Podcast, a weekly podcast of messages from the First Church of Christ in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Good morning. You probably heard that John's sister passed away this week unexpectedly, and John, Arlene, all went to Tennessee, and need to pray for them. And so John, Arlene are away. Ross is on vacation. Claire just is recovering from her knee replacement. Sorry. I love you, Claire. And so, yeah, it's me. Sorry. The last time I was up here, I had 10 minutes to prepare. Today, this time I had like a day. So it's, yeah, I know. It's got to be a lot, well, it should be a lot better. I don't know if it is. So you're stuck with me. The last thing that John said Thursday to me was, I have to leave, you're going to have to preach. And I said, oh? And then he said, yeah, he said, you'll be fine. He said, the subject's right up your alley. I said, what's the subject? He said, toxic people. We're going to talk when he gets back. So we continue this series today on toxic, and today is toxic people. I have to say to start the sermon that we're talking about toxic people. I have to give you an example, first and foremost, of the opposite of a toxic person. And that was my grandmother, who was just the antithesis of toxic. My grandmother never had a negative word, a bad word to say to anybody. Never. Always up, always encouraging, and never had anything. I told you a little bit about my grandmother before. She buried a number of children. She buried twins. She buried her husband. She buried my mother. She raised me. I mean, that's a job in itself. She just was a great person. And in heaven, I will, if you want me to, I'll introduce you to her. Because just a great, great woman of faith. I told you once before that she lived the Bible. She read the Bible, but she lived the Bible. And so I have to give that kudos to my grandmother. So anyway, to define toxic, I think John mentioned this definition before, anything containing poisonous material capable of causing serious sickness or even death. Now, today I'm not talking about the person who's trying to change their ways, who's trying to change their inerrant ways and is really trying to make a change for God. We're not talking about that person. It's not news to you today that there are toxic people in the world. That's not new. And they come in many shapes and forms and things like that. And as I was thinking about toxic people, I thought, well, I'll have to mention a couple different types of toxic people. And so I just started making a list. It's not an inclusive list. But when I got done with my list, I realized there was seven. So we know, because we're Christians, seven, that's the biblical number. So it must be the correct list. So here's the list that I came up with concerning toxic people. No particular order. Number one. Toxic, negative person. Chronic negative. No matter the situation, they will find the negative in a situation, no matter what it is. Number two, toxic overcritical. They will find something that you are doing wrong when you're doing something. They will have to. Or the toxic put-down artist. No matter how successful you are, they will find a way to belittle you. Or the toxic gossiper. They love to talk about others and almost always in the very negative sense. Or the toxic know-it-all. No matter the subject, they know more about it than you do. I said at first service, you could be talking about your living room that they'd never been in, and they know more about your living room than you know about your living room. Or the toxic, it will never work. You're in a meeting, you're sharing something with somebody, it will never work. No matter your goal, no matter your idea, no matter your ambition, they will tell you, oh, that'll never work. Or the toxic tempter. They will try to find a way to get you into trouble, the very best of their ability. Maybe there's a toxic person in your life today, and you need to start setting boundaries, or maybe even cutting off the relationship. It talks about this in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians, it says, bad company corrupts good character. And in 2 Timothy, it says, to avoid godless talk, if you indulge in it, you will become more and more ungodly. I don't know if you realize this or not, but a huge part of your environment are the people that around you, that surround you, that you deal with day in and day out. And their impact on you is very, very significant in decisions that you make, in what you do, what you don't do. To the very best of our ability, we need to surround ourselves with people who value God, with people who value God and will encourage you to focus, to follow in His way, in the right way. While we need to avoid people who attempt to persuade you from following God's path. That's very good advice. The toxic people in this world would love for you to join with them. They want you at their level. The saying is true, misery loves company. Friends, say yes to people who are on the straight and narrow path, and say no to people who are on that broad path, the path with all the lights. It seems so great. Avoid them, because that path leads to destruction, the Bible says. You know, there are certain medications that we call them time-released. Okay, they gradually come into your system. They gradually help you in whatever sickness, illness that you might have. Many times, certain toxic people gradually, they're a slow release. They don't come onto you all at one time, but very gradually do they influence you in a negative way, and they gradually pull you down again to their level. They slowly destroy you. They attempt to destroy the spirit, the loving spirit that is in you. People will inspire you or will drain you, and you get to pick which ones you want to be surrounded by. A toxic person's drama does not bring you closer to Jesus Christ. And so even if you can't always control the people that come into your life, you can control the people that stay in your life, that continue in your life. A person is toxic to you if they're trying to persuade you to get away from God. If they're trying to compromise that you really don't have to believe this or believe that. Many times, the toxic person is full of frustration. The toxic person is full of anger. The toxic person is full of hatred. The toxic person is full of frustration. And they love to unload these qualities onto you. Do not allow them. Go to God. The Bible says that Jesus says, come to me, you're weary, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. The toxic person's yoke is not easy for you, is not good for you. Remember, this life that we're in is very fleeting. John just experienced that with his sister. The life that we're in is very, very fleeting. It's very temporary. However, eternity is forever. And ask yourself, do the people in your life, are the toxic people in your life helping you get to the eternity that you desire? Are the toxic people in your life trying, helping you get to the eternity that you desire? So setting healthy boundaries is very good for you. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus is talking to Peter, and he says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You have no idea how God works." Many times in life, you have to make the decision to not allow people to talk to you in a very unhealthy way. Ways that you know aren't good for you. You need to tell them that you are not giving them the altar to talk to you in that way. You're not going to give them the opportunity to share this negativity with you. Again, the time will come maybe sometimes where you're going to have to cut off the situation. And again, it's biblical. In Acts 15, remember we read that Paul and Barnabas parted ways. They did not stay together. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, explains that we should not be in a partnership with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? Trust and mistrust will not ever hold hands. In Genesis, the very book, first book of the Bible, you have Joseph and Potiphar's wife, and Potiphar's wife wants him to stay in the house. She wants to go into partnership, I'm saying this in a nice way, with Joseph, and Joseph runs away out of the house, knowing that staying there would be wrong, knowing that it's not helping him, and knowing it's not leading him to God. In my practice, I tell people almost every day that the Bible is very clear that we need to forgive one another. And although it doesn't say so, it's implied that sometimes we need to forgive ourselves. In like manner, the Bible is very clear that we should love one another. And although it does not say so, it's implied that you need to love yourself also. And that's not in a bragging way where you walk around saying how great you are, but in a way that you realize that you need to take care of yourself, that you need to be careful about the toxic people that are in your life. You need to be aware that sometimes you need to love yourself enough to walk away from those that will harm you. This morning, I would be doing an injustice if I did not share with you about the word compassion. The world, the toxic people, need God's compassion. The toxic people in your life need Jesus Christ. And if you feel God wants you to, if you honestly feel God wants you to, being very, very careful and being constantly in tune with God, staying very close to God, offer God's compassion, offer God's love, offer God's kindness. Now, you might be thinking, wait a minute, Don. You're going against everything you just said earlier. No, I'm not. I'm speaking about something that I will agree with you is a very fine line, but sometimes we need to cross that line. So if you're trying to reach a toxic person, first and foremost, pray for them. Secondly, pray for yourself. when you deal with them. Pray for the words you're going to tell that person. In fact, even pray to God, God, I don't want to use my words. God, I want your words. So put your words in my mouth this morning when you're talking to that person. And at a safe distance, show them God's mercy. Show them grace, God's grace. Show them God's respect. Show them God's love. Show them God's encouragement. I mentioned this one other sermon before. Realize that you're the only Bible that some people will ever open up. You're it. But the good news here today is we can tell, we see over and over again in the Bible, that people can change. With God, through God. There's many examples in the Bible about change. Look at Paul, who wrote a lot of our New Testament. Look what he was doing before he was doing that. None of us would pick Paul to write the New Testament, a lot of the New Testament, but God did. The famous children's Bible story of Zacchaeus. He was chief tax collector. Nobody liked him. I don't know if his wife even liked him. But he changed because of what Jesus did. Because Jesus came into his life and loved him into the kingdom. You know, it's a good idea if you're going to talk to that toxic person that you might be very smart in bringing somebody else with you. That they can be a witness. They can be there with you to help you. Maybe this morning, as I'm speaking about toxic people, you might think to yourself, my gosh, I'm a toxic person. Today's a good day to get rid of that. The toxic that is in you is not good for you. The toxins that are in you do not lead you to God. But again, the good news is that God wants to take all the toxins out of you and wants to replace them with something much, much better. So today, if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, today would be that great day to do that very, very thing. Remember, I said earlier that God's burden is light. And no matter what you've done in the past, God loves you. No matter what you've done in the past, the Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed your sins from you. They're gone. That's the good news. But I will tell you one thing right now, that if you make that decision to follow God, if you make that decision this morning to follow Jesus Christ, quickly, very quickly, Satan will come in and try to destroy what you're doing. Satan does not want you to make this commitment. We talk about toxic people. Satan, number one, by far. Today's a good day to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. I would love to talk with you if you've never done that before. I'll be here. I'll be in the back afterwards. Call me throughout the week. We would love to talk to you. There's people here that want to help you. Today's a good day to get rid of the toxic that's all around you sometimes. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for the gift of the day. God, we rejoice that you're not toxic, that you certainly are the opposite, that you care about us, that you love us. And no matter where we've been, no matter what we have done, that you're willing to take the toxic out of us. And as I said many times before, Father, the only reason why is because of your great love that you have for your people. God, we pray right now, as we think about maybe the toxic people in our life, that we pray for them, that we realize once again that you love them, that you created them. Help us, Father. And we pray all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the First Church Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message for today. Be sure to check back next week or subscribe to the podcast by visiting our website at firstforchrist.com. That's first, the number four, Christ.com.